Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
We're going to go to the Whiskey Distillery, the Whiskey Acres Distillery, which is owned by Nick Nagley. He joins us on a phone line now. Nick, how are you?
Steve, I'm great. Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad you're here. I love hearing you talk to John Williams and elsewhere. You guys are described as an estate distillery. Can you explain that for me?
Yeah, so we have a distillery built on Walter Farms out in DeKalb, Illinois. And just for clarification, I am an owner. I do not want all the responsibilities of being the owner.
So oh, no, you're the owner right now, Nick.
My two business partners, Jim and Jamie, have a fifth-generation farm out in DeKalb, and we built a distillery on that site where we grow all of our own corn and wheat and rye and barley. And, you know, to use a cliche, we select the cream of the crop and keep the best of the best for ourselves and make bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey and some kind of off-the-wall things like bourbon made from blue popcorn and just some really, really high-end things. We've modeled the way we built a distillery just like the concept of an estate vineyard.
And when people go out there, what do they see?
Well, so, again, you know, to kind of model that vineyard experience, you know, particularly in the growing season, you know, our parking lot and visitor center is literally in the middle of a cornfield. And so we've got plots of different types of corn growing out there to show, you know, the physical plant and the grain that's growing on them and how different inputs affect the whiskey output. We've got what we call the seed to spirit tour, where you literally kind of follow the tour of of the seed that goes into the ground to the spirit we put in the bottle and every step in between. We've got a full visitor center on site where you can enjoy cocktails and buy, you know, bottles of different things. And one of the really unique things is that you can also check out our solar farm. So we're 100% solar powered.
No kidding.
Here as well.
So we're talking to Nick Nagley from Whiskey Acres Distillery. So you grow everything you use in preparing your product, and it's all solar energy as well?
100% solar powered. Wow, have been fantastic. For about the last 3 years.
What a great model that would be for others to follow, I would think.
Well, it's certainly, you know, gives us something great to talk about, something very proud of. And, you know, one of the bigger challenges that probably a lot of folks have that we don't is space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got, you know, a little bit of space set aside for the solar panels that if we were sitting in, you know, the city of Chicago, it'd be a whole different platform we'd have to build it on, and the cost structure would be very different. But, you know, the reason, one of the big reasons that we did invest in the solar is because in developing the distillery, we discovered that the water we have on site is chemically identical to the water they're using in Bardstown, Kentucky for whiskey production. And if you ever go on a Kentucky distillery tour, they talk about how important water is.
Mm-hmm.
So we built the distillery. We designed everything to reuse, reclaim, and recycle water. And in that process, our electric bill went up because instead of, you know, pumping water down the drain,
sure,
we have to use different cooling systems and different pumps to do all those recyclings and recirculation. So the solar panels essentially completely offset the investment we made in the water. So we save the electricity, we save the water, and really just get to be proud of the overall sustainability that we're able
so
to.
I love that. So people go out there and learn how to make whiskey or rye and see it go from seed to the bottle, but also it's an environmental tour as well.
It really is. You know, the fact that a large portion of the grain that we're using is in many cases a half a mile away from, you know, being distilled from where it's being grown. You know, you can't get a much smaller carbon footprint from that. And if you really want to experience, you know, appreciate how local things are, this weekend we're actually releasing something called Nocino. And Nocino is traditionally an Italian style after dinner liqueur or digestif. That basically you use high proof alcohol. And then the main flavor ingredient is immature black walnuts that are historically picked on the summer solstice. And so you take they're green black walnuts and you put those in a barrel with clear whiskey along with cocoa nibs and Madagascar vanilla beans and coffee beans and cinnamon sticks and cloves. It sits in a barrel for about 4 to 5 months. You pull it out, add some simple syrup, and it's essentially Christmas in a bottle. But to tell you how local this is our walnut tree, black walnut tree, literally sits outside of the visitor center.
I love it.
And in October, we have to contend with walnuts falling on people's heads. actually, we also work with Morton Arboretum. We get some walnuts from there as well. They really kind of keep it local and partner with a really cool organization. So this weekend, this Friday, actually, we're releasing Nocino made with Whiskey Acres black walnuts and the Morton Arboretum walnuts. And we're also releasing a bourbon that was aged in those Nocino barrels.
That's so fantastic.
There's really cool synergy between these products that we do.
Nick Nagley is an owner at Whiskey Acres Distillery. Got it right that time, Nick. Do you have other holiday events coming up?
We had some really interesting releases. So as we get closer to the holidays, we incorporate new cocktails. So we'll have one that's made with spiced cranberry ginger beer and whiskey. We've got some white hot chocolate that we'll use with the Nocino.
Mm-hmm.
Looking into the couple weeks ahead, we have a Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and I don't even know what you call the Sunday after Thanksgiving, but it all gets batched into there.
Sedentary Sunday.
Yeah. There you go. We have a 10% off sale of everything that's in the distillery. And then move to the weekend after that, December 10th, we're releasing a new batch of bourbon made with blue popcorn.
Wow.
We're the first and only distillery in the world who makes this type of bourbon. I think this is our third release. It typically sells out within hours. And it's something that we'll have available at our distillery as, you know, some of our retail partners like Binney's and Malloy's and Royal Wren, you know, some other places like that are really cool partners that pick this stuff up and help us, you know. But to the point of the segment is we're only a 90-minute drive from Chicago, so you might as well come out and see the whole thing and grab a bottle while you're out here.
Whiskey Acres Distillery. How do people find you, Nick?
WhiskeyAcres.com or Facebook. Just type in Whiskey Acres, and Whiskey Acres is our handle on Instagram as well.
And watch out for the falling walnuts. It was great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Steve. You have a wonderful day and a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving, Nick. It's Chicago's Afternoon News.